beauty of
first. Say that again. Fourth canto.
Canto four. First volume. Fourth canto. Nandagram.
Bhagavata.
Navavrajamahima.
First chapter, fourth volume.
First volume.
Okay.
And he described the beauty of Yashoda Mata. And he writing that it, because Nasila Krishna's will, Lonya.
She had Krishna in her womb.
Yes. And from Bhagavatam we know that.
Because she had what?
Krishna in her womb.
Yeah.
For some time. And she became more beautiful.
Mm.
But from Bhagavatam we know that Vasudeva, he brought Krishna from Mathura and took the girl from Vrindavan, from Yashoda. Can you describe, please?
Just need to read the rest of the book. That's all the detail. I guess that's in the eighth volume about just exactly what happened. But anyway, briefly, Prabhupada also writes it in the Bhagavatam. It's that Krishna was born in Yashoda's womb and Vasudeva was born in Devaki's womb. Vasudeva brought Krishna across, not Shyamasundara Krishna, because Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. You can't take him out of it, you can't bring him into it. He's always there. Vrindavanam Pritya Janapadamika Gachati. But the whole detail of that is in volume 8 about Gokula. And then the 10th canto, Srila Prabhupada also quotes Vishwanath Chakravarti. It's commonly understood and accepted by acharyas. They all cite the same thing. But for common people, then that's their understanding, and that's all right. Ultimately, it's a detail for them, although it's a point of principle for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Something else.
Easier to ask in Russian, but anyway. I mean, it's hard sometimes to formulate in a foreign language. have the classical formula, or mean the classical guru-disciple relationships which are described in the Vedas. And the principle that Srila Rupa Goswami describes, Vishvambena Guru Seva. And we have the model of guru-disciple relationships in ISKCON, which is a big organization in which the spiritual master also has some managerial position. And the spiritual masters have many disciples. And sometimes devotees are a little bit confused, especially ladies. They are saying that sometimes we have some emotional needs, sometimes we want to clarify some some specific situations with the spiritual master, and but unfortunately quite often the relationships are quite formal. And usually devotees are not quite satisfied with the answer that, well, you can get the shelter of a Shiksha Guru, or you can get the shelter of a counselor, for example. Because this counselee relationship is not quite described in the Shastras. So this model is not so clear from the Shastras. And so the situation is that devotees are reading one thing in the Shastras, and in their practical life they have a completely another situation.
Yeah, that's very good. Well, where is the Shastric model? The Shastric model is that, first of all, the guru is a grihastha, he's not a sannyasi. And he lives in the same village, and he knows everybody. Like Sandipani Muni, that's what it's called, Gurukula. He's living in the same village, and so he is quite intimately involved in the lives. We have some examples like Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, who are very closely engaged in the Brijbasis' lives. That's because they were Brijbasis. No, they weren't shishas. It was because of who they were, not particularly because they were taking the role of guru, although they were seen like that, but they weren't initiating any of them, so they were very much in the role of shiksha guru. And but then when it came to sannyasis, first of all, sannyasis did travel. That's their dharma. So, unless they happen to be like a Tirtha Sannyasi, then they would be traveling, and Sannyasis wouldn't get involved in intimate family dealings, certainly not with women. That would have been the Grihasthas, and then it's even questionable whether it was the guru or it was the wife of the guru. So that's sort of classical. If we want to go back to that classical, then taking initiation from a sannyasi really doesn't resemble that. Much more the vision of taking initiation from a local Vaishnava and a Grihastha much more resembles that. Just a minute. Ishvara Parama Vishnu Sachira Mandir Vigrahi Nadi Radir Govind Sarva Pranina Kalandam. And so the most traditional thing, I mean, since you're talking about women, is that for women their husbands are the guru, and the husband takes guidance from the spiritual master. When Arda Muni's talking about women's dharma, and it's all based around family. And then, of course, you know, tradition is gone. At least details of tradition have vastly changed, and so utility becomes the principle. But if we're going to really establish Varnashram, then everyone needs to really stick to their dharma. So sannyasis need to stick to their dharma, which means that, all right, if we're preaching, you have to interact with ladies, but it should be very pure, and not really so involved in family affairs. Because that's what sannyasi's dharma is. And ladies, their dharma needs to be that they're good, good wives, and men need to have dharma of being pure devotees. Otherwise, if they're not, then it's not fair to ask women to be perfect role models when the husbands are not. I don't know, does that answer, or do you have some other further little details, questions?
Well, I think I found the answer in the utility is the principle of the present.
Раньше женщины, исходя из этих принципов, женщины не получали инициации.
And Dowji is also saying that in the previous times, according to tradition, women usually were not getting initiation.
И как бы, то есть, в перспективе, как бы, мы, может, к этому и можем тоже как-то.
They were serving their husband. So does it mean that in the future maybe we will also come to the same model?
No. That they I don't know that they, well, certainly not in Gaudiya tradition it's not like that. As far as chanting Hare Krishna, and they were all chanting Hare Krishna, and they were getting the Hare Krishna mantra. You can open the window a little. It's not good to see them. That's good. No. Well, our tradition is Guru tradition. Why shouldn't Prabhupada establish something? Why would we not want to continue what Prabhupada established? See the earrings?
Yes.
And one phenomena, it's not a problem, although it sometimes comes up as a problem, is that women are sometimes more capable, devotional than men, which really does, if you just want a man-oriented, managed society, would be very unproductive by comparison to how we are now. Just a certain percentage of men are, really don't have the guna and karma of a man. They're more like babies. And that's, of course, that is, so you can't just sort of legislate, and ultimately we need to spread Krishna consciousness movement. But we want to establish a nice social structure, but that social structure isn't going back to the past. It just takes the essence of Varnashram and applies it in the modern context. That's why utility is the principle. You can't. Circumstances are not like the past, so you can't expect things to be like that either. But certainly our business is to have a cultural revolution, social revolution, which is very different than what's going on in the society today. Something else.